Well, thank you, Kaya, and good morning, everybody. I'm pleased to welcome you to Forum, which is the meeting location for many of our informal ministerial meetings during our presidency. Perhaps you know that we Danes pride ourselves on architecture and design, and you must say that this building might not be an architectural masterpiece by today's standard, but I think we have did a good job of hiding it, so I hope everybody would feel comfortable. And I just echo what Kaya said about the added value with these informal meetings, so I have asked that we should, you know, be as few in the room as possible. We also agreed that this meeting should be without any electronic devices, so if you haven't left your phones outside, I would urge you to do so, so we can have a very honest discussion. We are Danes. We haven't spent a lot on presidential gifts and stuff, but in front of you, you see a pen, which is not an ordinary pen or any pen. It's made by Ukrainian bullet cases collected from the battlefield. So I hope you will appreciate this small gift. And we have, as Kaya said, a packed agenda, so I will try to limit myself. I think we have many important items on our agenda. Ukraine and the Middle East. In Ukraine, of course, we reacted swiftly and resolutely with vast support, but now we need to step up. I think it's quite obvious that Putin is dragging the time, so we need to do more to force him to the negotiating table. In the Middle East, it's no secret that we have found it much harder to act, but inaction is not an option. I contacted our colleague Gideon Saar a few days ago and called on him and Israel to reopen the medical evacuation corridor from Gaza to East Jerusalem. Also offered Danish help in treating patients from Gaza upon request. This will, of course, not bring an end to the conflict, but I think it's a way to be very concrete, putting pressure on Israel, and I hope that others will follow suit. And I'm looking forward to a discussion about that in this informal setting. I think I will limit myself to these few remarks. I'm eager to get started, and we're already running almost half an hour behind schedule. So we better get started. I hope we have a fruit.